Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, great idea. Because today is National Running Day, and it's National Repeat Day, and it's National Repeat Day, and it's National Repeat Day. That was a little joke. Suppose you could repeat running. I don't know what repeat means. Do you know when you have food and you kind of burp later, that's called a repeat? That's probably not what it means, is it? Hopefully
why
not.
Why do they call it that?
They call it a repeat because you have the taste again.
Oh, okay.
You've never done that? It's called repeating on you.
Okay, I've never heard of it being described that way or called that.
You just called it kind of being nauseating. Actually, it, believe it or not, it came up. I was at a screening last night. I know, duh. And this guy started talking to me. I didn't know. I'd never seen him before in my life. And he said he was eating Raisinets. And he said that he felt that was health food because it was raisins. I love that kind of rationale. Yeah. And then he talked about halfway through the movie, which you're not supposed to talk during movies under any circumstances, and he said, they're repeating on me. I guess that means I get double the amount for the money. The raisins and chocolate. I thought, maybe I can change my seat. No, I didn't. All right. Yesterday was really one of my favorite days because it was a full moon. It was my favorite awful day because it was a full moon, and it was Mercury retrograde, and everything in history sort of repeated that, right? Today is kind of interesting, but not nearly as bizarre. Casey the Bat was published in the San Francisco Examiner on this day in 1888. There is no joy in Mudville for Casey, mighty Casey had struck out. Did you have to memorize that poem? Do you know that poem?
I don't know anything about it, really.
Casey at the Bat? Famous poem about that here was this guy coming up with two out in the ninth. I mean, it was clearly the kind of pinnacle of baseball being the national pastime.
I might have actually heard the poem and just not
known that that was the name of it.
Yeah.
But I just know, I remember the first couple lines vaguely. It was, you know, a spring day, and there was no joy in Mudville for Casey Mighty Casey had struck out. So there we go. Ernest Lawrence Thayer. I didn't even know. I mean, I'm not sure. I'm sure I had to memorize at one point that he was the one who did it. But it was, and I didn't know it was published for the first time in the San Francisco Examiner. Staying in that part of the world, in 1889, the Transcontinental Canadian Pacific Railway was completed. In 1889 also, the first long-distance electric power transmission line in the United States is completed, running 14 miles between a generator at Willamette Falls and downtown Portland, Oregon. It's a big West Coast kind of day. In 1916, the National Defense Act was signed into law, increasing the size of the United States National Guard by 450,000 men. It's also in 1935. These are kind of interesting things for me because they sort of show that things don't change all that much. You know, every time we think, well, the world is going to hell in a handbasket, then you look at history and think, oh, well, they were doing the same thing then. In 1935, 1,000 unemployed Canadian workers board freight cars in Vancouver, British Columbia, beginning a protest trek to Ottawa. In 1937, the Duke of Windsor marries Wallace Simpson. I cannot rule without the woman I love. In 1943, white U.S. Navy sailors and Marines clashed with Latino youth in the Zoot Suit Riots. I guess L.A. and California have always had sort of gang problems. Zoot Suits. Do you know what Zoot Suit is, Manny? Have you ever heard that term?
I've heard it. This is kind of the opposite of the last question. I've heard of it, but not entirely sure what it is.
They're wide lapels. There were guys, and they were called Zoot Suiters, and they were, I guess, the early gangs. They dressed very spiffily. I think they may even have worn spats and Zoot Suiters.
Okay.
There you go. Singapore is declared a self-governing state, even though it's still a part of the British Empire. Gemini 4 in 1965 was the first multi-day space mission by a NASA crew. Ed White, a crew member, performs the first American spacewalk. And there's an article by him today about spacewalking, about being 250 miles above the Earth and what that feels like. And while some people were really good at it and some people were not very good, and it turns out that moving around in a spacesuit, and they were out, they did EVA, extravehicular activity. One of the reasons I know a lot about that is I actually helped design a camera that you could only load and unload the film from doing outside of the vehicle. And for a while, I was the only one who could get my hand through the aperture, and I thought, oh, goody, I get to go into space. But they just enlarged the aperture. But it turns out to be, they said, it's an extraordinary kind of experience. I would love to do that. Wouldn't you just be able to, I'm not sure I really want to live on a foreign planet yet, but I think the idea of being able to be 250 miles above the Earth, kind of floating around for a couple of hours, seems really fun. I mean, I've done parasailing, where you're in a parachute, but you're being pulled by a boat. But that's, and I've been in a hot air balloon, and I've been fairly high in a hot air balloon because I went up once in a tornado, which wasn't very smart. But the idea of being able to be sort of outside as opposed to in an airplane. I mean, airplane's interesting. And like flying over the Grand Canyon at with a full moon and realizing that people have only been able to do that for basically significantly less than 100 years. I mean, the airplane's 100 years old. But the idea that civilians could actually do it and long distances and being up at night is what basically since World War II, which is about 75 years or something, but 70 years. But, I mean, it's just an extraordinary thing as a human being to be able to do that. But to be able to do it without an airplane is also just an extraordinary kind of experience. So it's kind of an interesting day in history. As I said, yesterday was kind of more my fave just because it was such a whacked out day. And everybody I've talked to had one of those kind of days where, especially because we're so dependent on technology these days, that that everybody had that kind of day of thinking, is it me or and it turns out it was just Mercury being retrograde. So would you go out into space and float around if you could? If somebody allowed you to do that? Not necessarily go to Mars, but just go float around, would you do that?
Yeah, probably.
I think that sounds like really fun.
Yeah, I would do it.
And when they're talking, I mean, I can see Disney kind of calling anything the first, if not outer space, at least the ozone layer. And, you know, having people go up there and being able to kind of float around, tether around. And the idea is you have to be really careful about not getting a puncture in your spacesuit, because that would be kind of dangerous. But I'd much rather do that than ride a roller coaster. But they were talking about the fact that you really need a lot of muscular strength and endurance to be able to do it. I mean, it looks like because you're weightless that it wouldn't be that difficult. They said it really is because you have to move against the spacesuit. But one of the interesting comments in the article was that they train, which I knew because I was part of that program. They train people for being weightless. And do you know how they did it? Because the training was extensive for astronauts. Do you know how they trained them to be weightless?
I have no idea.
They would weight them in water. So in a deep pool. Because that's as close to weightlessness as you can get in a gravitational situation with zero gravity. And it was really interesting because the reason they did it hour after hour after hour after hour. And that, I think, is the first time anybody had ever used the term muscle memory, with the idea being that your head may not know how to do this. It's a new situation, but your muscles take over. You know, I've experienced it on a minor level. I've taken aerobics for so many years that if I go into a store and it's playing the music that I went to an aerobics class, my body starts sort of twitching without even being aware of it, because your body remembers when your fancier cortex doesn't. And one of the astronauts was talking about muscle memory, that the first time he stepped down into space and there's nothing between him and the Earth but 250 miles of nothing, that his head didn't know what to do, but his muscles did. So the whole idea that if you train and train and train and train and train, that your muscles know what to do, your body knows what to do, even if your fancy, slow, sophisticated cortex doesn't. If your muscle memory is dialing my phone number, go right ahead and do so. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000-plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
Contact has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, Google has got a new app that they're going to try. All right, here's the deal. I know, what a surprise. The idea is that you're going out for brunch, and it doesn't say how many calories are on the menu. Any store, I think any national chain that has more than, I think it's four stores, I think that's what it is, has to print the calories, which I find enormously helpful. But this one, apparently you can take a picture of your meal and send it to Google, and they will estimate how many calories are in it. Which does seem a little... They said they're only about 30% accurate. But, I don't know. I actually have a cousin. She spent a lot of time in Japan, and I think it's very much a custom in that part of the world. She takes a picture of every meal before she eats it and sends it to people. I know people who send pictures. I mean, I did it. Somebody did this unbelievable chocolate cake for me once. I know, what a surprise. And so I took a picture of it. But I tend... Do you take pictures of your food, Manny?
No.
When you're eating out? No. Mm-hmm. You just eat it. Just yeah. Chow on down.
It's made to be eaten, not to be observed.
There you go. But have you seen that in restaurants, people taking pictures of their food?
Yeah, I've seen it. I mean, people... I have friends on my Facebook. I have Facebook friends that will cook food and take pictures of it. And
I know. It's really
like,
bizarre.
Just eat it.
If you can't take it, if you can't taste it, you can't smell it. Why do I care?
Right. Yeah.
It's like pictures of other people's vacations. Okay. Why do I care? Good. I'm glad you had a good time. All right. Here we go. This is the 9 unhealthiest restaurant dishes in America. I think this was absolutely fascinating. Hopefully you guys won't be bored by it. They reviewed 200 restaurant chains to find the meals heaviest in calories, saturated fat, sodium, and sugar for its annual extreme eating list. All right,
The amount of calories on some of this stuff, too, because I looked over this before we went on the air today.
Yeah.
The amount of calories that you're going to read off here is...
Unbelievable.
It's unreal. Like, I've never even thought it was possible.
Right, I have to tell you my one guy.
That many in, like, one meal or one
dish.
All right,
a couple of years ago, I wasn't feeling very well, and I had a dinner date with some people, and I didn't want to cancel, but I really just didn't feel like eating very much. You know, I didn't want a whole meal because I just wasn't feeling very well. So I went to, it's a national chain of kind of high-end restaurants, and they have the calories printed on the menu. I think you have to ask for it, but they do have it. And I thought, well, I'll just get some soup or an appetizer or something really light. So, and someone said, why don't you get the calamari? Because calamari, in theory, doesn't have any calories in it. Right? Or not very many. But they did not take into consideration that this was deep-fried calamari. Guess how many, the calamari appetizer, guess how many calories it had in it? Just guess.
I'm going to guess just the calamari.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to guess 1,600 calories.
Very good guess. I think it was 1,450.
Okay.
For calamari, it was an appetizer.
Yeah, I figured it would probably, I mean, for the sake of the conversation, I figured it would probably be somewhere in that.
Well, as an adult woman, I'm supposed to keep my calories under 1,200 a day. So one calamari appetizer was more than a day's worth of calories.
Wow.
I mean, it was just, I mean, exactly. Okay. So all right, you guys, take notes on this. All right, the Cheesecake Factory, the warm apple crisp, right? You figure it's dessert, right? How big a deal can it be?
And I've had this before, by the way.
All right, it has.
And it's terrific, but seeing the amount of calories that are in it now, I may
makes
never
you gag.
Have it again.
Two scoops of ice cream, whipped cream, caramel sauce, and apple crumb. All right, well, that doesn't sound huge. 48 grams of saturated fat. 32 teaspoons of sugar.
Yeesh.
1,740 calories. That's more than either a man or a woman should have. That's about 1.5 times the number of calories a woman should have. And this was dessert, all right? Although I'm one of those people who thinks eat dessert first, life is short and unpredictable, but 1,740 calories. Okay, IHOP Chorizo Fiesta Omelette. A mere 1,990 calories. Now you figure, how bad can it be? It's an omelet.
Yeah.
It's got chorizo, which is obviously a sausage, roasted peppers, onions, and pepper jack cheese, topped with a citrus chili sauce and sour cream. Here's where they're loading on the calories, folks. It comes with 3 buttermilk pancakes, 4 tablespoons of syrup on the pancakes.
That's
the calories. But it's the pan. That's not fair because eggs and chorizo is somewhat fattening because it's a sausage. And sour cream is certainly not going to be low calorie. But eggs, although they probably cooked them in sugar. 42 grams of saturated fat, nearly 5,000 milligrams of sodium, and 1,000 milligrams of cholesterol. It's a heart attack on a plate.
Right.
All right. Sonic Pineapple Upside Down Master Blast, 2,020 calories. This is drinkable, thank goodness. Vanilla ice cream, pineapple, salted caramel, and pie crust pieces.
Mm.
I mean, that's a drink.
Wow.
For two days' worth of calories. Uno Pizzeria and Grill, the 2 for $12. So this is cheap. 2 for $12, pick and choose menu, 2,300 calories.
Of course it's cheap.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, I guess that's the point isn't.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of that's the thing we always talk about, how the unhealthy food is always the cheapest.
The cheapest, yeah, and smells the best, yeah. Yep. You can choose from 5 salads, 4 pastas, 3 pizzas. So this is, they did the worst possible combination. Big ziti and sausage pasta, a small Chicago classic dip pizza, 2,300 calories, 49 grams of saturated fat, 5,420 milligrams of sodium. I mean, that's like Lot's wife, right? That's a salt lick. All right, Cheesecake Factory, Louisiana chicken pasta. You figure, how bad can that be? Well, try almost 2,400 calories. It weighs 1.5 pounds, and it comes with heavily breaded chicken. Here's the problem. The sauce, butter and heavy cream, and 80 grams of saturated fat, 2,370 milligrams of sodium, which is 1.5 days worth of sodium. You could have had 2 fettuccine alfredos plus 2 breadsticks at Olive Garden. I'm not sure that that's a good idea either. All right, the Outback Steakhouse. Now, this doesn't sound too bad, right? Herb-roasted prime rib, 2,400 calories. All right, 16-ounce prime rib. It's 1,400 calories in and of itself. A baked potato and a salad wedge is another 1,000 calories. Jeez. Barbecue pit meat plate is a mere 2,500. Steak and shake is a steak burger fries with a chocolate fudge brownie milkshake. Ah. All right, here, this is probably the most disgusting one. There are 7 beef patties in this one. I mean, this one just even looks disgusting. So there you go. All right, but the one that they made number one is create your own combination at the Red Lobster. 2,710 calories. Plus you can have a margarita for 3,600.
This is depressing because I love the Cheesecake Factory and I love Red Lobster.
I'm sorry. You might as well eat all of 8 pieces of a KFC chicken, 4 sides of mashed potatoes, 4 pieces of corn on the cob, and 8 packs of buttery spread.
Wow.
I wouldn't do this. Kara, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
2 little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area, risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue, On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, I'm in the process of not only breaking Mammy's heart, but changing his gustatory choices by telling him how many calories are in things. I know, I'm a killjoy. Please don't use that term ill-advisedly.
I'm like scared to have the apple crisp at Cheesecake.
I think you should be, yeah.
But it's too good, though.
It's 2 days worth of calories. Yeah. Well, then you can't have anything else with it, and you have to fast before and after it. But other than that, you can have it.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, that's the way to do it. If you're going to do something horrible, just don't eat anything before and don't eat anything after and pray. So we thought we'd let people put their yummiest meal up. Kara, in the meantime, hello, welcome. Hopefully we're not upsetting your stomach. Hi, Kara.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm all right. I have a little dilemma that I got myself into.
Okay.
My brother, he's in a wheelchair, he had a car accident, and he's quadriplegic, and so I have two sons, And I'm very aware of all the things that he's not able to do with them. There's all these things that, you know, he would have loved to do with them. And so there's other friends of ours who have sort of taken the role of, you know, uncles and aunts, because I only have one brother. And I can tell that, you know, he's been jealous of that.
Yeah.
So my seven-year-old son had a birthday, and my brother called me, and he wanted to do something really special for him. And I said, well, he really wants these silly Pokemon cards, but they're expensive. And my brother said, I'll get him a ton of them, and I'll mail them to him. And I said, okay, that's great. So he told me the package was coming. It never came. But on my son's birthday, someone else got him Pokemon cards. And when my brother called, my son started talking about these Pokemon cards and how wonderful they were. And he turns to me while he's on the phone with my brother and says, who sent me these cards? And I said, your uncle sent them. Because I think it was just a gut reaction, because I felt so protective of my brother, feeling like his thunder was stolen.
Yeah.
Well, the package never came. So now 2 weeks later, my brother thinks he paid, I think he said about $50 for all these Pokemon cards. And, you know, I had lied to him and said that they came, and they didn't come. And so now I don't know what to do. My husband is telling me I need to tell him the truth that I lied to him, but I feel terrible because I don't want him to.
Okay, I got it. I got it. How old is your brother?
He's 33.
Okay, and how long has he been in a wheelchair?
About 8 years.
Wow, okay. All right, your husband's right, but you don't have to do it the way that he said. Because if you, the thing about lying is that it sets up its own pattern, that most of us, number one, are not very good at it. Number two, even if the other person doesn't figure out that we're lying, we know. So, and most of us aren't very good actors. And then, it'll perpetuate itself. There'll be some bizarre thing where the person who gave him the Pokemon cards is going to come over and said, oh, I gave you those. And your son's going to say, no, Uncle George did. And it, so it's going to be a mess. So, all right, so here's the deal. What you're going to do, because one of two things is true. Either your brother sent them or he didn't send them.
Yeah.
If he didn't send them, he knows you're lying. All right?
Yeah.
So he's just waiting for you to fess up. If he did send them, then hopefully he insured them or something, or that there should be some record of it. Would he have taken them to the post office?
I think he did send them, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
My brother... First is very, that would be very uncharacteristic of him to go on about sending something. But also, he went back and forth with me several times about which cards to buy. And then after he sent the package, he asked every day, did it come yet? Did it come yet? Did it come yet?
Okay.
So I really think he did. And I'm not sure if it got stolen from our porch when we were on vacation or what happened.
Okay, here's what you're going to do. You're going to call up the local post office, and you're going to explain to them that you're checking on something. It sounds like he didn't send them with any receipt requested. Do you know if he insured them or not? Probably not.
I don't know.
All right, but you're going to go to the post office anyway, and you're going to file a claim and say that they're gone. All right? And then what you're going to do is either the post office will have them because maybe the label fell off or something, and things have been known to get delayed in the post office, but go and file a claim. Then you can afford to wait a couple days because maybe they'll turn up. Assuming that they don't, let's make that assumption, that the post office presumably has some responsibility here. I don't know what it is, but you'll go talk to your post office and find out. And then what you're going to do is say to your brother, do you know what? I made a mistake here. When you called about Pokemon, that I thought it was your cards, and it turns out that somebody else had given him some Pokemon, and I didn't really realize it because I wasn't paying much attention, and I actually went down to the post office to ask what had happened to yours. So if you have any, they need some more information to be able to trace the package, because it looks like I assumed that it was yours, and when I went back and looked, because somebody else called up and said, did you get the Pokemon, that I realized that there were two sets, and his had arrived and yours hadn't. And so I want to trace them because I assume that there are more that having another set of Pokemon cards, if there's any overlap, he can go and exchange it for other ones, right? So he'll have a huge collection. So this is fine.
Yeah.
So the step to do.
Oh, my God. No, I love that so much because I'll tell you what. I'm not a liar.
No, I know.
Well, that's something that I don't really do. And I don't know why I did it.
Well, because you do. You know,
he would never trust me again. That he
exactly.
was a liar.
Okay, but look, the reason that you did it was impulse, and you were trying to protect him, and you don't want to set up the pattern because he'll. I mean, being lied to is always a statement about. Why would you lie to me? How am I going to trust you? So what you're going to do, file with the post office first. And then I don't know that I'd use the word honest mistake because lightning will strike you. But you could say it was just a mistake that I just assumed it was yours because I was so excited about it and he was so excited about it and he's so excited it came from you. And somebody else called up and said, hey, did you get the Pokemon cards? And I said, oh my goodness, there are two sets of Pokemon cards. And when I did some investigation, I realized that I don't know where yours is, so I went down to the post office, and this is what they need, and you'll be fine.
Thank you so much. I think that's a great idea, and it would make – I adore my brother, which is why I did it, and I also am very protective of him, and I wanted him to feel good, and I wanted him to feel like he succeeded in coming through for my kids for once, and I felt – like if I told him I lied, he'd look at me differently.
You don't have to tell him you lied. You can go through the whole scenario. And let me tell you two other things. One is that you've now learned a very painful and potentially expensive, except I think hopefully we just limited the expense, of when it comes to your head or your heart, you have to listen to your head because your heart will mislead you, especially when it comes to your brother. And in the long run, you're not doing him any favors. And you could see that this could have turned out disastrously. It's not going to. But this was just the universe is saying, treat him as a man. Don't treat him as a problem. And he will appreciate it, and you will appreciate it. Okay?
My husband said to me, you shouldn't have tried to treat him like a baby. He's a grown man, and you can tell him you didn't get them. And I said, I know, but...
No, but don't. You have to take the butt out. The second thing is to begin thinking about things at this juncture, even before you talk to your brother, about things that you can ask him to do that he can do for your son. And the Pokemon was great, but also sort of more hands-on kind of thing of maybe reading to him or having an email that your son can have an email experience with him, but or talking about cars or things where you're the person that your brother is as opposed to the problems that he has, the obstacles that he had, can be part of your son's life. Because especially your 7-year-old won't care that he's in a wheelchair particularly. He loves Uncle Georgie. So help your brother to understand ways that he can be crucial to your kid on a slightly more hands-on basis rather than gifting kinds of stuff. But I think take care of this one right away. Talk to the post office today because that'll get it off thing. And what they're going to say is we need some more information about it, which you're going to call him and ask him, and then you're going to go through a whole scenario. And that'll take that off the table. And then think about things that he can do because of the person he is, not because of the disability he has.
Right.
Okay?
I feel so much better. Thank you. I really do. I've been for 3 days. I've been having anxiety over this and not knowing how to fix it.
Well, I'm glad your tummy feels better. You're most welcome. And understand that this was the universe getting you prepared as he goes forward and you go forward in life and as your kids go forward to think about his strengths rather than his weaknesses. And that will be it will change everything between not only between the two of you but for him as well because you're clearly important to him. Okay, and he's important to you.
Yeah.
But the relationship has to change a little bit. Alrighty?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Kara. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about something that I experienced. We talked about it because it was National Heimlich Maneuver Day a couple of days ago. And we talked about the fact that it's something, first of all, everybody should know. If you live by yourself, it's certainly something you should know how to do with a chair, what you can do. And that I was in a restaurant once and watched a waiter Heimlich a woman. And I happened to know the waiter, and I just said, you know, how much did she tip you? And he said, she stiffed me. And so, which I was somewhat outraged about. I mean, it was not only did she not tip him for saving her life, but she didn't tip him. And so I sort of thought, all right, well, what's your life worth? So I thought, what we would do is just ask, what is your life worth? I mean, how much would you, I guess one of the questions is, how much would you tip somebody for saving your life? So let's see what people said.
Just a couple of comments here. We'll start with Frankie. Frankie said, free, because freedom costs too much.
Say that again. It's free. His life is worth nothing because freedom costs too much?
Yeah.
I don't quite get that. Do you?
I think I have an idea of what it means.
All right. Explain to me what he means.
Well, I think he's saying, I think it's kind of his way of saying you can't really put a price on it, I guess.
Well, that's kind of, I mean, certainly this is kind of an intellectual exercise rather than, I promise not to sell him, you know, and we're not talking about slavery, we're not talking about, we're just saying, and what, I don't even remember there, I remember in high school that they said that your body was worth like $18.48 or something, because the enamel and the salt and whatever, when you deconstructed the human body, it was worth a certain amount of money, not very much. But that isn't kind of the point. What we're just doing is thinking about it in kind of abstract ways. And I suppose his way of thinking about it is saying, I don't want to think about it that way. Okay. I mean, freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose, right? So, but I'm not sure that was exactly the intent. But okay.
Julie says, nothing. This isn't where I want to end up anyway. My home is with God.
So she's saying that her body has no intrinsic value. All right. it's always interesting what my notion is when I put something up and what your folks' notion is when you respond to it. I mean, sometimes there's an overlap, but a lot of times there's not. You guys are always willing to take me to some place that never would have occurred to me to go. All right. Fair enough.
and the last one here from Marcy. She just says, priceless.
Well, I suppose not putting a price on something also makes it priceless.
Yeah.
I was just impressed that somebody who had just saved your life. I mean, I don't even know how to think about that, but I would probably, I don't know, there's the sense, if somebody just did something extraordinary for me, I guess what I'd want to do is do something extraordinary back. And it doesn't necessarily have to be monetary, but in this particular context, I mean, giving somebody a huge kiss seems somewhat inappropriate and ill advice, although you might give them a hug. And so money, I mean, the thing about money is it's just literally, by definition, the coin of the realm. It's the kind of universal language. It's, you know, it's how we negotiate, all right, for lack of a better term. And so I guess in an expensive steakhouse, if your bill came to, let's say, $100, and somebody had Heimlich'd you, I would tend to give them, you know, a significant amount of money to say thank you, since that's how waiters essentially are compensated. I suppose you could bring them flowers, but for most men, and this happened to be a man, flowers, I mean, if it was a woman, maybe. But, you know, I just, some acknowledgement that this was an incredibly meaningful and important act. I don't know, I guess part of it is the sense of going through life. I'll just give you kind of a personal philosophy, all right? I had been whining for the last couple of days that with Mercury going retrograde, all of my technology had, on some level, failed me, whether it was my internet or my computer or the battery in the car that I'd rented. I mean, just across the board. And I spent hours on the phone with somebody yesterday trying to really correct what was a computer glitch. And it's very hard to convince people that a computer has made a mistake, right? People think that you are just not taking responsibility or something. So I finally did. So somebody showed up today to fix the problem. it turned out to be incredibly more complicated because there had been this huge communication breakdown about what the problem was and what the solution was. And so I stuck with a guy and I never yelled, and what should have taken maybe 5 minutes took about 3 hours. At the end of it, and so this guy had been in my home for like 3 hours, and I'd been sort of trying to help him deal with this. And he finally says, well, you know, you have to mail the stuff back in. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that because that's how this whole problem started, is that the stuff was mailed back. I do have the receipt for it. It was never noted. And so then there was a charge, and I never, you know, because it's through the building, little. So I said, I want you to take it back, and I'm going to take a picture of you with the equipment. I'm going to take the serial number down, so at least I have somebody on the inside of the company that I can hold responsible, which he really didn't want to do, which I absolutely understood, but he was nice about it. So at the end of it, talking about his kid, and his kid wants to go to medical school, and I actually have some experience about getting into medical school and what medical school's like and the way to go. So I spent about 20 minutes with him, helping him with that. And then I have the DVDs, which I've mentioned before, of the 30 for 30, the ESPN documentaries, which I highly recommend. And whenever they put out a new set, I highly recommend them. I just think they're very well done, and whether you like sports or not. And I said I had one of them here. I had a set of three here. And I said, do you like sports? And he said, oh, yeah. So I said, listen, why don't you take this? And look, this was something, there was no way of tipping him. I mean, it was a serviceman working for a company, and I'm sure it would be illegal to do that. And when he was here, I offered him coffee or a Coke or water or anything like that. But it was just that he had spent a lot of time, and I know it's his job, but he was patient about it, and he did fix the problem. And I just wanted to say, listen, this is that you could have been a stinker about this. You could have walked away from it. I know it's your job, and I know most people are nice people. But I just wanted to do something that said, I really appreciate this. And so it was just some way of saying, and clearly monetarily, I mean, I don't know, the DVDs are probably worth something. But it wasn't about that. It was just saying, I want you to know that I appreciate you. And, you know, so I just think that was really my point of asking the question. It wasn't to try and reduce people to their lowest common denominator. It's to say, how do we show appreciation in this life? You know, how do we say thank you? So I say thank you to you guys on a daily basis. Thank you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.